It's time for Talkin' Music on KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. I'm Taya Jay. I'm joined today on the show by Jonathan Foster, here to talk about his latest album, his most recent single, and his upcoming show at the Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery in Montrose this coming Saturday, September 10th at 7:30 p.m. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking time out of what sounds like a very busy touring schedule to talk with us today.
Oh, you're so welcome, Taya. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. You are out on the road, as I understand it. Where are you right now?
I am sitting in the sun in Castle Rock, Colorado, on the Front Range.
All right, and you're working your way towards the Western Slope. We'll be happy to have you. Have you been on tour for long? Have you had other stops prior to your Denver show?
A few, yeah. This tour started June 3rd. So it's a big one.
Okay.
I've had a lot of shows this summer. And so coming to the end, this tour ends September 24th.
Excellent. All right. Well, any highlights from the tour? Any highlights or stories from the road thus far?
Oh, every day is an adventure. you know, what was really neat is I got to play in Clarksdale, Mississippi for the first time, which is the crossroads of the blues where Robert Johnson supposedly sold his soul to the devil, which is a kind of a musical icon history piece. So it was really neat to see that area and how the early blues are embraced in the South there.
Yeah, very cool. It's always cool to return to the root of things.
Indeed. But yeah, all over. I mean, it was really nice to get back into New England again, too. It had been a few years since the shutdown type of thing. I grew up in the Northeast, and so it's been a really good adventurous summer for me.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. And how do you travel?
I do the van life thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have my transit van for about, this is I think the fifth touring season with it, and so yeah, it's kind of like a little hotel room on wheels. It's pretty comfortable, and just a different way to see the country and play shows every night.
Do you find that your shows, the quality of your shows vary regionally? I mean, are they different in certain parts of the country? Are there certain parts of the country that respond really well to your music, other parts that maybe you're new to them?
Yeah, it really depends. I would say it just varies by city to city. I can't put my finger on like, oh, you know, certain areas really embrace it. For many years, I did focus coming from the Northeast, and then the second half of my life, I've been living in Northern California. But I have gravitated towards the northern states in the past. But the last couple of years, we've spent a lot of time in the South, in the Midwest, in the Southwest, more so than I have in the past, and that's been nice to get more diversity and also to see that, you know, this type of folk music and story songs can kind of work anywhere. It just really depends on the location and the venue and, you know, what type of response you're going to get. It doesn't work exactly everywhere, but I get quite a diversity of stages and cities to rural parts and coast to mountains and plains. And so it's just a fun adventure and, you know, kind of go into each situation for new areas with, you know, just a complete open mind and try not to have any expectations beforehand. And so just like coming to Montrose for the first time, I'm really looking forward to it. And it seems like a really cool venue and really cool part of the Inner Mountain, Rocky Mountain. So it's always exciting to see new places like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned being from the Northeast, but living in California. I want to know a little bit about how being bi-coastal sort of informs the music that you make, or if it informs the music that you make.
Certainly. A lot of times you do have that immediate influence on just where you are and where you've spent, you know, hours or days or weeks. But the amount of traveling that I've done in my, especially in the last 10 years, I try to grab influence and inspiration from wherever I go, whether it's especially related to the outdoors, but also from the people and the communities that I get to interact with, or the different parks or rivers or areas that I get to see. And so there's a similarity between what I was writing when I was living back east and the time that I get to spend there when I visit some times as well. And it's just about, you know, kind of reconnecting with the outdoors in those areas as well as the people. And so I think those come across in the songs, but there's definitely specifics, you know, sometimes that are very related to place. And so even here in Colorado, I spent some time in the Black Canyon, Gunnison there, and I was able to write a song, camping out a night there. The deer come right up to your picnic table while you got your little lamp on. And so I try to get that experience wherever I go.
Yeah, I love that. With that in mind, Jonathan, let's go ahead and kick off the show with a song. What would you like to share first with our listeners today?
Yeah, thanks so much. Let's start off with a new single. It's called The Mountain Echo.
Shades of fall running the boundary mile, while the subtle bite of winter limes your eyes to the first hint of spring's warm summer skies. Old cadence shouts out to the mountain. We recited all the words to gymnasium songs, dancing in the dark till it was time to go home. Cream colored halls, a cigarette hue. Never stepped inside again, I gave it all to you. Never ending time, fleeting light, falling stars in the shadow of the mountain echo. Maybe greener fields are out there to find, and the hills can be the hardest mountains to climb. Daydreams of leaving, we would ride for hours, by the longest days seem to go on forever, and what we search for may have all the mountain echo. Maybe greener fields are out there to find, when the hills can be the hardest mountains to climb. Hills can be the hardest mountains to climb.
We just heard The Mountain Echo, Jonathan Foster's most recent single. Jonathan joins me today. He will be playing the Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery in Montrose this Saturday, September 10th at 7:30 p.m. Tell me a little bit about this song.
Last summer, I was doing my drives on tour, and I was thinking back to my primary school days. I grew up in a very rural part of New York State, way up north, and I went to the same school, K through 12, and at Clifton Fine Central School, and the yearbook there was called The Mountain Echo, and I figured, that'd be a good title for a song, and single about all the years and times and spent at that campus learning and playing sports and singing songs, things like that.
And was that your first introduction to music, was through school?
I would say yes, besides just as a listener and fan. My parents were big music fans growing up, so there's always music on, whether it was the radio or their record collection. We didn't even have a television till I was a little bit older. But yeah, in school, we were very fortunate to have chorus and band and musicals. And so I was involved intermittently with those programs. And so, yeah, it's always been, you know, a really important piece of my world. And now I'd probably say the number one priority is my songwriting and performing.
Let's go ahead and hear something else. What should we listen to next, Jonathan?
How about Shady Grove off of my latest album? It's the only song I didn't write on the album. It's a traditional song.
Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I don't want none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, her eyes the deepest green. Wall the darling of my heart, come and watch the moon with me. I wish I had a big fine horse, corn to feed him on. The Shady Grove, stay at home, feed him when I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go. I wish I had a guitar string made of golden twine. Every tune that I'd play on it, wish that girl were mine. I wish I had a needle and thread, that golden twine I'd sew that pretty girl to my side. On down the road we'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. See, when I was just a little boy, I wanted a ball o' knife. Now all I want's pretty Shady Grove, say she'll be my wife. Some come here to fiddle and dance, some come here to tarry me, some come here to walk and prance, I come here to marry. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Well, I went to see my Shady Grove, she was standing in the door, shoes and stockings in her hand, little bare feet on the floor. Kiss from pretty Shady Grove, sweeter than brandy wine. There ain't no girl the whole wide world who's prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove,
Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love. Well, I'm bound for Shady Grove.
We just heard Shady Grove from Jonathan Foster off of his album Lantern Shade, released in 2021. Jonathan joins me today. You mentioned before we went into the song that it is the only song you did not write personally. I'd love to talk a little bit about your writing style and your writing process. How do you approach writing songs?
Yeah, good question. You know, in all honesty, every song starts and comes to the finish line a little bit differently. And my normal daily practice is I jot down ideas or lines or even like chorus, verse, you know, type of ideas when I can in my spare time of driving and performing and other things like that. But this album, Lantern Shade, kind of all came together the summer of 2020 when the tours stopped for everybody and work and life and all sorts of other things for depending on where you are and what you do. But so it's kind of a concept album in a sense, because most of the, about 8 of those 10 songs came right out of camping in the National Forest around Northern California during, you know, the pandemic shutdown and a lot of civil and social unrest and a political year. And so you'll see, you'll hear kind of a thread in that. And so that album is a little bit different than my other album. I don't usually have that kind of block of time during the summertime to do something like that. But what also happened, like this past off season, I call it, in the winter, is I put together a group of melodies, which I don't usually do with the guitar. Having music without lyrics for the first time is kind of a neat thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that happens where the melody comes first, but for somebody like me, where I'm more of a songwriter and lyricist, it's usually in the folk vein where kind of the chorus or the song idea, or at least a few lines, come before any music comes. That kind of answers the question, but it does vary, and it's fun. It's fun to like even start with a blank slate. It's like, today I'm going to write a song. I have no idea what that subject is going to be or what I want it to sound like, and sometimes you just have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned that it was, you know, written while camping, because you do get that sort of sensibility when listening to the album, that you're sitting around a campfire with someone and their guitar, right? Like you're just, yeah,
yeah.
It brings you into that, fully present into that moment.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You mentioned feeling like you fall into the, you've mentioned story songs and you've mentioned the folk genre. What do you think is at the essence of folk music?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know, I think I'm probably like fifth generation American, if that's a thing.
Sure.
And so, you know, songs were brought over from Europe for the most part, and not just there, but from, you know, we have global influence everywhere we go now, especially. But in the Appalachian Mountains and the Adirondack Mountains where I grew up, you know, song was a form of passing time, entertainment, and you know, passing along stories from the past. And I think a lot of those songs changed over time when they came over. And I've always kind of been really interested in that art form. I don't always get labeled as a folk musician these days, but I think my styling still fits that. And some of the songs are going to be, you know, more like mountain music or American roots or country, or it kind of all kind of gets grabbed into Americana songwriting these days, I think. But it just depends on the listener, you know, on how that gets labeled, or, you know, maybe by song even too. You might say, oh, this is a bluegrassy song, or this is more of a country song. But in any case, I do like the idea. You know, I kind of do a lot of things by myself, so it's kind of the man with the guitar and harmonica and his crazy lyrics sitting in the corner, you know, emoting some kind of idea or melody and or story into, you know, kind of an alternative way to communicate. You know, it's been done for a long, long time, and I still think there's an audience for it, and it's a good way to kind of escape, especially from our phones and our, you know, 10 times busier lives than would have been, you know, 100 years ago type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you remind us of it being a form of communication. Sometimes I think we get stuck just thinking music is entertainment or even, you know, background noise. It just gets kind of lost in the shuffle of, like you say, our busyness and our lack of attention. And it's really nice to be reminded just of it being sort of one of the oldest forms of communication and of storytelling. Let's go ahead and listen to something else, Jonathan. What should we hear next?
This is the first track of the Lantern Shade album. It's called Stardust Saltwater.
Well, she walks like a pixie, talks like a ghost. She must feel so lonely, driving alone, but her sundress is flowing. Her hat of gold, a perfect day plan with nowhere to go. Stardust, salt water, someone's son or daughter. So I hit the last sign, no lottery winnings, just karma points. With summer storms passing in, we'll light a fire, tell stories of good times, echoes and pine needles dance in the skies. Stardust, salt water, someone's son or daughter. Stardust, salt water, someone's son or daughter. And what I know and believe to be true is I'm living enlightened insanity like there's 500 cavies making your teeth bleed. Stardust and salt water, eternity. Stardust, salt water, someone's son or daughter. Stardust, salt water, someone's son or daughter. And I am the richest person you know. I'm a privilege of wonder like silver or gold. Never feeling so small to the canyon's walls. Drum roll of thunder. The smell of the forest, the sound of the stream. Sleep like a baby and eat like a king. There is no better place in the whole world to be than up in these mountains, clearing your brain. Stardust, salt water, someone's son or daughter. Stardust, salt water, and someone. He walks like a pixie, talks like he's free. He's ever so lonely sitting under this tree with his dirty feet soaking, his hat green. A perfect day canceled, still living the dream. Stardust, salt water, someone's son or daughter. Person you know, I'm a privilege of wonder.
That was Stardust Saltwater from Jonathan Foster joining me today on Talkin' Music. You are performing Saturday, September 10th at Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery in Montrose. The show begins at 7:30. Jonathan, what can we look forward to at that show?
I will play all these songs that we just heard, studio versions of. I'll, of course, play live. And I'll get to tell some stories about them, which will be cool. And I'll talk a little bit about this year. It's probably my biggest touring year, and I've been all over the place, so I'll get to talk a little bit about that. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we mentioned entertainment. It is part entertainment. It's a little bit different of an escape, I would say, what my shows are. You're gonna feel the music a little differently when it's being performed right in front of you versus, you know, in your earbuds or you know, maybe there's been a lot of streaming shows in the last couple of years, including myself too, which is a little bit different. Or, you know, just hearing radio too, and I listen to the radio for at least an hour, if not a few hours every day. And but there's just a difference between that live performance and being able to go see an artist or a band do it. You get a different feeling. And so, you know, I hope that I get to reach a few new people with my songs that way on Saturday.
And what do you hope your audience walks away with or walks away feeling?
That they have their new favorite folk Americana songwriter available to them, singing songs anytime in there.
That's Jonathan Foster, everybody. That's wonderful. Jonathan, will you take us out on one last song just to close out the show today?
Absolutely. This is a short track called Alpine Line.
We look forward to your upcoming show. Just a reminder to folks, that is Saturday, September 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery in Montrose. You can purchase tickets through the Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery website. And we are looking forward to having you on the Western Slope of Colorado. So thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I really appreciate it, Taya. And thank you, KVNF.
Hitting down the Alpine Line Mountain, Mama, I need to find. Leave all your cares and troubles behind. Going down the Alpine. Going where the summer winds don't blow. Going where to free my soul. Going where my clothes fit just so. I'm going down the Alpine Line. Leaving for to clear my mind. Gotta find a place to unwind. Sing for your supper, sing for your sleep. Sing it down the Alpine Line. Heading down the Alpine Line now, Mama, I need to find. Leave all your cares and troubles behind, going down the Alpine Line. Hey, mister, how do I get there? Gotta find me a sweetie who cares. I know she's my baby and I'll treat her kind. Going down the Alpine Line. Take a little cheese and wine. Find a blanket, some fishing line. In that old canteen where the water's so sweet. Heading down the Alpine Line. Heading down the Alpine Line. Mountain Mama, I need to find. Leave all your cares and troubles behind. Going down the Alpine Line. Find a pretty flower to call mine. It's back to the mountain climb. All I got is all I need. Going down the Alpine Line. I'll take a little cheese and wine. Find a blanket, some fishing line. That old canteen for the water's so sweet. Heading down the Alpine Line.